Good morning and welcome to Walking with Jesus Through the Word, one chapter per day. I'm Pastor Jason Van Bemmel from Forest Hill Presbyterian Church. We are on day number 141, and we are beginning the book of Leviticus today, Leviticus chapter 1. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for your word in its rich variety and the fullness of the truth that it contains. Thank you for this book that we can explore and study together. We pray that your Holy Spirit would give us wisdom and insight into your word, that we might understand you better, understand your holiness, understand the sacrifice of your Son, understand our salvation, understand our worship. We pray all these things, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. All right. So the book of Leviticus, it's called Leviticus because it is mostly things that apply to the tribe of Levi. The tribe of Levi is where the Levitical priesthood comes in. So these are really instructions for the priests about offerings, sacrifices, holy days, holiness codes, purity codes. So this really is the heart of what we would call the ceremonial law aspect of the law of Moses. So let's jump into Leviticus chapter 1, where we're going to read about burnt offerings. The Lord called Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting, saying, "Speak to the people of Israel and say to them, when any one of you brings an offering to the Lord, you shall bring your offering of livestock from the herd or from the flock. If his offering is a burnt offering from the herd, he shall offer a male without blemish. He shall bring it to the entrance of the tent of meeting, that he may be accepted before the Lord. He shall lay his hand on the head of the burnt offering, and it shall be accepted for him to make atonement for him. Then he shall kill the bull before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall bring the blood and throw the blood against the sides of the altar that is at the entrance of the tent of meeting. Then he shall flay the burnt offering and cut it into pieces, and the sons of Aaron the priest shall put fire on the altar and arrange wood on the fire. And Aaron's sons, the priest, shall arrange the pieces, the head, and the fat, on the wood that is on the fire on the altar. But its entrails and its legs he shall wash with water, and the priest shall burn all of it on the altar as a burnt offering, a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. If his gift for a burnt offering is from the flock, from the sheep or the goats, he shall bring a male without blemish, and he shall kill it on the north side of the altar before the Lord, and Aaron's sons, the priests, shall throw its blood against the sides of the altar, and he shall cut it into pieces with its head and its fat, and the priest shall arrange them on the wood that is on the fire on the altar. But the entrails and the legs he shall wash with water, and a priest shall offer all of it and burn it on the altar. It is a burnt offering, a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord. If his offering to the Lord is a burnt offering of birds, then he shall bring his offering of turtle doves or pigeons, and the priest shall bring it to the altar and wring off its head and burn it on the altar. Its blood shall be drained out on the side of the altar. He shall remove its crop with its contents and cast it beside the altar on the east side in the place for ashes. He shall tear it open by its wings, but shall not sever it completely. And the priest shall burn it on the altar on the wood that is on the fire. It is a burnt offering, a food offering with a pleasing aroma to the Lord." That is Leviticus chapter 1 in the ESV. So we're here in the book of Leviticus, and we're beginning to look at these offerings. And the first six chapters of Leviticus will walk us through really five different major offerings that God gave to his people to offer up before him. And these offerings, here are four of them, these sacrifices. The burnt offering, the peace offering, the sin offering, and the guilt offering. So this first one is a burnt offering. It could be a cow or a sheep or a goat, or it could be birds. You do lay your hands on the offering. The blood is poured out on the sides of the altar, and the entire offering is consumed up to the Lord. There is no portion for either the priest or the layperson who's bringing the offering. Now, a peace offering that we'll look at later is different in that there is a portion for both the priest and the lay people. So, as a practical matter, the priests received their food portions of meat from the offerings that people would bring to the tabernacle and later to the temple. But as a spiritual picture, this all has significance that we'll be walking through as we go through Leviticus. So I don't want to talk about the peace and the sin and the guilt today because we're going to be talking about them when we get to them. But you see that there's different regulations because there are different kinds of offerings. And really, each one of these four different kinds of offerings is a picture of Christ, ultimately, spiritually. So just briefly touch on these four aspects. The burnt offering, the fact that it's completely consumed by the fire and completely taken up in smoke to the Lord, that pictures the idea that Christ gave himself completely for us. He offered himself up in his body on the tree, and he gave the entirety of his life, his righteousness, his obedience, his self completely to the Lord. So he offered himself up without reservation, without anything being held back. And the fire is a picture of the Holy Spirit. All fire in the temple is a picture of the Holy Spirit. And Hebrews 9 tells us he offered himself through the eternal Spirit, through the eternal Spirit to God. Peace offering speaks to the fact that Christ is our peace. He's the one who makes peace between us and God. And that brings benefit to us and blessing to us. And so there is a portion for both priest and lay people. Christ's offering deals with the sin as well as the guilt, so the offense as well as the pollution. And so we'll get to those. But all four of these talk about Christ, and all four of them are fulfilled by Christ on the cross. I want you to notice something that all of these sin offerings have in common, all these sin, peace, guilt, burnt, all of them have in common, and that is, when you bring an animal from the herd or a mammal, try to figure out the right word. If you're bringing a mammal, so it could be a cow or a sheep or a goat, it has to be a male without blemish. Why does it have to be a male without blemish? Because it's a picture of Christ. And Christ was a male without blemish. He was the son of Abraham, he was the son of David, he was the son of man, he is without sin. And then all of these offerings, when the fire consumes them, it is a pleasing aroma to the Lord. So that's another thing they all have in common, is a pleasing aroma to the Lord. And then notice that all of them involve doing something with the blood. So most of the time, what you have is the blood is taken separately from the flesh. The blood is poured out, and then the flesh is offered up. So there's a pouring out of blood, and then there's an offering up of flesh. We, today, as Christians, we partake in the Lord's Supper. Now, the Lord's Supper is not a sacrifice. We are not offering up Christ as a sacrifice to the Lord. Christ offered himself up once for all on the cross as the fulfillment of every sacrifice. But our partaking in the Lord's Supper is a remembrance of that sacrifice, and it is a true feeding upon Christ in our souls, and it is for the glory of God. And because of that, we have separately the blood and the body. We have the body that is eaten, the blood that is poured out. And Jesus did this as he celebrated the Passover with his disciples, and he instituted the Lord's Supper. He said, he broke the bread and he said, "This is my body, which is given for you." And then he poured out the wine into the cup and said, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." And that echoes that pouring out of blood around the altar. And you can think of the cross, and the blood of Jesus would have been pouring out because he was so beaten and so bruised. You know, he was just, his blood poured out, and then his body was offered up to the Lord. So each offering pictures what Christ has done, but Christ is the fulfillment of all of these offerings for us. We'll get into some more of the details in the days to come, but I think that suffices as an introduction and is dealing with this burnt offering. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who held nothing back, but gave himself completely to you on the cross for us. He poured out his blood for us. He gave up his body for us. He fulfilled the law for us. He held nothing back. For your glory, to be a pleasing aroma to you, to satisfy divine wrath, to satisfy your justice, and also for us, to cover our sin, to make us whole, to make us acceptable. He was cut off that we might be brought in. He was bruised and crushed that we might be made whole and restored. We thank you for Jesus, our Savior, and for his perfect sacrifice for us. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, tomorrow we will be back in Leviticus, Lord willing. Day 142 will take us to Leviticus chapter 2. Hope you can be with us then. Have a blessed day in the Lord. Mm-hmm.